This is 89.1 WEMU, and today we're going to look at the environmental and economic benefits of turning brown to green. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. Brownfield redevelopment is about cleaning up contaminated sites and making them safe and habitable. A Washtenaw County decision to pivot toward environmental investigation and cleanup is also paying off economically. There are 7 active redevelopment projects that have leveraged $159 million in private investment. Our guest today is in the middle of all of that. Nathan Vogt is Brownfield Redevelopment Coordinator for the Washtenaw County Brownfield Redevelopment Authority. And glad to have you back with us today, Nathan.
Thanks, Dave.
First of all, the fact that we have so much need for brownfield redevelopment is that at various times in our history, business corporations and others have polluted the properties and left it for someone else to clean up. How strong would you say are the measures in place now to potentially prevent these kinds of events from happening in the future?
I think we have much stronger regulations today, for sure, than we've had over the last 100 or 200 years. When really it was just you did whatever you want with those chemicals or those byproducts. And, of course, we're dealing with that legacy today. And that's why we have such an active program, and the state is very active, because we're dealing with the lack of regulations over history.
When there is cleanup necessary, there has to be investment to get it done, and it requires public-private partnership. Taxpayers end up footing part of the bill, but the authority has been able to help mitigate the impact by moving the majority of the burden to the private side of these partnerships. How does that break down?
Well, the way Act 381, the Brownfield Redevelopment and Financing Act, was set up by the state in 1996 was that it uses future tax revenue from the development or the redevelopment that's being incentivized to pay for itself. So there is tax capture that occurs, but only future increases in taxes that the developer or the development pays, and then we turn around and can reimburse the developer for the cost of cleanup. So we always say it's a win-win. And I think if you look around the state and look at how many active brownfield authorities there are and how many projects are using this legislation, I think, you know, people might agree that it's definitely a win-win tool.
That is public funding in one manner or another. So is that considered when we do the breakdown of how much private developers are paying and how much the public and taxpayers are paying? How does that work in terms of how you categorize it?
Sure. Well, our funding at the county level, when we use tax increment financing, so an increase in taxes paid by the development to reimburse for the extraordinary cost of cleanup, when we look at that, we like to look at the leverage figure, which you mentioned in the opening. So, for example, in our analysis for these last couple of years, every $1 of captured tax for these TIF projects generates $13 of private investment. But I've done that calculation, it's been as high as 18. So you're leveraging, again, some public input, the capture of public taxes, and hopefully you're getting a much larger catalyst and investment from the private side from these developments.
And I want to look at how that's working in Washtenaw County. WEMU's Issues of the Environment conversation continues with Nathan Vogt from the Washtenaw County Brownfield Redevelopment Authority. Let's look at some of the projects that are helping change the face of some of our communities. What went into making the Dorsey Estates in Ypsilanti possible from an environmental cleanup perspective?
Well, this site was one that the city owned and had wanting to redevelop for many years. And, you know, you've got a situation where you've got 4 or 5 acres, and in this case you had a lot of old urban fill over many decades that were kind of thrown on the site. And you've got some of those, some of that fill had contamination. And so, but with a project that also not only wants to clean up site, but also wants to provide affordable housing, then you've got even additional support that's needed. I mean, this is just the reality we're facing today. And so that site, we're very proud of it. The city's very proud of it. It's 46 total condos, but 23 are affordable and will be in perpetuity, between 40 and 80% of the area median income. And most of those affordable units have closed already. And so we've been able to put people in those homes that have lower incomes, that really, many of which never have had a home. But that required some ARPA funding from the county, $3.6 million, and then another $900,000 in ARPA funding from the county to assist with down payment assistance. And then there's a brownfield TIF set up as well for about $4 million that is paying back the developer over time, again, for the extraordinary cost to clean up the site. And because this was the Michigan State Housing Development Authority was involved with this as well, with other funding they provided, the site had to actually be virtually completely cleaned up, which is not always the case. And so this site we're super excited about. The units are selling fast. There's 23 affordable and then 23 that are attainable, meaning they're still being sold below market. And so our funding, the county's funding, Eagle, the state office of Environment Great Lakes and Energy, they put $1 million into it. So this has been an all hands on deck project for sure.
And again, affordable housing is a primary issue of concern throughout the community. Over in Ann Arbor, the Dunbar Tower development is coming along, and again, in part because of environmental remediation at the site. And that's going to be 100% affordable housing. What is the cost of cleanup there?
Right. So in this case, 100% affordable. The County Brownfield Authority has put a lot of funding over the last 5 to 7 years into affordable housing projects. We really, this is a goal of ours, of the county and the county authority. In that case, we put almost about a million in cleanup and infrastructure. And then again, Eagle stepped in with another million to assist with cleanup of this site as well. So again, when you look at affordable housing and the difficulty in building housing that's you know below market, it takes this sort of governmental support.
We're talking with Washtenaw County Brownfield Redevelopment Coordinator Nathan Vogt on WEMU's Issues of the Environment. Ann Arbor also looking at a brownfield redevelopment plan for the proposed Arbor South development. Are you involved with that?
Oh, very much so.
Tell me what it's going to take to get that property ready for habitation.
Well, this property is a little bit different use of the tool. We, as a regional authority, the individual local units of government, including the city of Ann Arbor, they sort of participate and join us. And so we are sort of providing a service in this case to the city of Ann Arbor that is considering using tax increment financing to essentially pay bonds that they would let to purchase and operate and maintain three public parking decks that would be available to the development but also to the public. So in this case, the city is in the driver's seat. We've been working with the city in a collaborative way for, gosh, a couple years. And again, we would be providing the tax increment pass-through essentially to fund the city's debt service, but also to reimburse the developer for other certain infrastructure and site preparation costs that are eligible under the act.
There have been other remediations and developments in Washtenaw County, including over in Scio Township, in downtown Chelsea. Where else are you looking at in Washtenaw County? Perhaps the ongoing process at Ypsilanti's Water Street property?
Yes, I've been involved with Water Street for a long time. Yeah, and we continue to work with the city of Ipsy to find, you know, resources and funding and grants to be able to continue to clean up that site and hopefully get it redeveloped. That you mentioned the Chelsea project, really proud to be supporting the Main Street Park Alliance and that city park that they're actively building out right now.
Most everything we've talked about today is just an assessment of the last couple of years of work. What do the next couple of years look like?
I think the next couple of years, we will continue to be more and more busy. Number one, because we have good resources to be able to continue to support good projects all around the county, but also because of this affordable housing provision and option under the Act, we have a lot of developers coming. As you know, the cost of construction has gone up. It's harder and harder to build anything, including housing. We now have the opportunity to work with communities to use TIF, tax increment financing, to support affordable and attainable housing. So I think what you're going to see is you're going to still see the cleanup sites, the sites that have traditional contaminated soil, for example, but you're going to see also sites that are not contaminated in the traditional way, but are providing affordable housing.
Well, we have a lot to look forward to, and you and I will have a lot more to talk about in the days to come. Thank you so much for your time today, Nathan. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is Nathan Vogt. He is Brownfield Redevelopment Coordinator for the Washtenaw County Brownfield Redevelopment Authority. He's been our guest on this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. For more information, stop by our website at WEMU.org and we'll get you connected everywhere you want and need to go. Issues of the Environment is brought to you every Wednesday and is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. UFM Ypsilanti, celebrating 60 years of broadcasting from the campus of Eastern Michigan University.